Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. Today I want to talk about a very famous passage of the scriptures that many people know and talk about the love of God. John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The love of God, people talk about the love of God, preach about the love of God. We're supposed to share the love of God. But what exactly is the love of God? What is God's love? How do we define it? How do we get a hold of it and grasp it? Some people say that everybody on planet Earth is saved because of God's love. They said that he sent his Son to die for the world. So the people teach that we're all automatically saved because God's love saved us all, making God's love the mechanism by which we're saved. But the Bible is very clear in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Notice you're not saved solely by God's love, but rather by God's grace and through faith. In Romans chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe." You see, for salvation to occur, there is an act of belief on our part, which will then access that salvation. And that's because of faith that's created in us by God. See, what God's love did is it moved God from heaven to come to earth. It moved God from heaven to become a man, to live, to die, and to rise again. God's love is that of action. In John 15:13, the Bible says, and Jesus speaks, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." You see, God's love centers on Calvary's cross. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Sometimes we'll say to people, lost people, you know, "Jesus loves you." But the effect of that isn't really understood unless we understand Calvary. What was his display of love? What was his showing of love? Him coming to earth, him dying on Calvary's cross. His love is bound at Calvary. The commodity of love is rare. It says that, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die." People aren't going to be so apt to throw their life down just at any moment for any person at any time. Our life is a very scarce commodity. And Jesus showed his love by laying his life down. Now, it's not just because that Jesus is God that he was able to die for humanity and do anything. See, even if I did die for humanity as a sinful man, if I died for humanity, my death wouldn't really do much for humanity. I'm sure it would maybe show my love, but I don't have power that God has. And you may say, well, he's God, so it lessens his love. But it really doesn't, because the fact is, God had to choose to still come and die. Love is a choice. Love is the choice of action to benefit others. This is Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.